Boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford. Here's Santa!
Welcome, boys and girls. Santa here with Tinsel, Gruffy, Sparkle Joy, and Clyde, my trusted elf friends.
Hey, everyone! Today was toy testing day at the workshop.
The best day of the month.
Toy testing day? Tell our listeners about that.
Once a month, we take a whole afternoon to test all the toys we've been making to make sure they're perfect.
We played with toys for 3 hours. It was great.
It's actually very important work. We need to make sure everything works properly before Christmas.
Yeah, but it's also the most fun work. I got to drive every remote control car and truck that we made the whole season.
And I tested all the dolls to make sure their clothes fit and their hair brushes smoothly.
I tested video games, board games, and flying helicopters and drones.
I played all the musical instruments to make sure they're in tune. Keyboards, guitars, recorders, everything sounds beautiful.
Did everything work properly?
Almost. One of the RC helicopters kept spinning in circles, but Clyde fixed it in like 2 minutes.
Just needed a tiny adjustment. Easy fix.
And one of the baby dolls had a loose arm, but I sewed it back on stronger than before.
The best part was when we all tested the new board games together. We played 4 different games.
And I won 3 out of the 4. Ha ha, boom.
Only because you're so competitive.
I won the racing game. Turns out slow and steady wins.
Wonderful. It sounds like all the toys are ready. What else did you accomplish?
Besides testing, we packaged 150 complete toy sets.
I organized 180 dolls and accessories into gift boxes.
I finished building 20 robot kits.
I completed toy motorcycles and monster trucks. Plus, I gave the reindeer extra treats for being patient while we played. tested the toys.
Excellent. The reindeer and I practiced our Christmas Eve route today. Mrs. Claus made gingerbread men.
Yum!
Let's read some letters from the boys and girls. Our first letter from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation is from Genevieve, who's 7 years old, with a simple message. I love you. From Genevieve. Thank you, honey, and have a very Merry Christmas. Here's one from 9-year-old Jamie. Dear Santa, I want stretchy string and some beads. 21 labubus? What in the world will you do with 21 of them? 4 notebooks and a mini snack machine and a capybara shirt and capybara pants. You like the capybara animals, do you? Well, that's fun. A mini claw machine and squishmallows. A camera that prints the picture, holy ass, like the old-fashioned Polaroids. Those are fun. Sometimes it's better to have something that you can grab onto and hold, rather than just upload everything to the cloud, huh? What else does Jamie say here? Oh, some glue? Okay. And fake long nails? Oh, and a keychain and Mimi keyboard. Merry Christmas, she puts there, and even draws a little heart. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for writing in and dropping it into the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation. Hey, next up, I have a whole bunch of kindergarten letters from School Street from Ms. Swank's class. Wow, look at all of these. Freya writes in, Dear Santa, I love you, and I love how you give me presents. Do you like sugar cookies? And Freya even drew a little picture of a present, a little gift with a bow on it. Of course I like sugar cookies. I never once met a cookie I didn't like. Love, Freya, age 6. Well, you have a very Merry Christmas, Freya. Next up is 5-year-old Alexandria. Dear Santa, I love you, written in pink crayon. And then in blue crayon, is it cold there? Oh, yes, it is cold in the North Pole. It's a lot colder than even in Bradford, believe it or not. Thank you for giving me presents. Oh, Alexandria, you're very welcome. You're a great little girl, and you just keep on learning as fast as you've been, and be a very excellent classmate and student. Ella is 5 years old. Dear Santa, what kind of cookies do you like? How are your reindeer? Well, I love all cookies. Chocolate chip, probably my favorite, but you know, even those can get old after a while. Oreos are great. Peanut butter cookies, sugar cookies, oatmeal cookies even. Boy, I'll tell you. Again, I love all cookies. Thanks, Ella, for writing in. I was 5 years old. And so is Gloria, who writes in. Dear Santa, I would like... Gloria likes the Paw Patrol cartoon and movies, does she? Well, that is an excellent show, and Gloria, thank you for writing in, and we'll try to get you something from Paw Patrol. Maverick is 6 years old. Dear Santa, what is your favorite cookie? Again, probably chocolate chip, probably. Ivy is next, 5 years old. How is Rudolph? Rudolph is great. He just polished his nose the other night and it's brighter than ever. So in case it's real foggy on Christmas, I think we're all set to go. We have reindeer food for them. Well, that's very thoughtful, Ivy. A lot of people leave me cookies and the elves' little sugar treats and things. But yes, celery, carrots, reindeer, even dog food, any little thing will help boost the reindeer's spirit for Christmas Eve. Thanks for writing in, Ivy. And she drew a nice big heart and says, why are they on a leash? Well, those are how I keep the reindeer all in order, all in a line, so they have a better efficiency, I guess, getting me to where I need to go. So it flies more in a straight line if they're all lined up in their harnesses. And hey, it's always great to have your animal that you love on a leash, just in case they see a car or take off and run out into the woods. Well, sometimes it could be hours before you can get them back. So, better safe than sorry, and leash up. Garrett is 5 years old. Thank you so much for writing in. He said, thank you, and Merry Christmas. Hi, Garrett, thank you. Alana wrote in, who's 5 years old. I love you. Is it cold there? Oh, indeed it is cold. And we love you too. Merry Christmas. Marx writes in, what is your favorite type of cookie? Mine is chocolate chip, he says. Well, yes, chocolate chip probably the go-to, but boy, oh boy, I love them all. Leela is 5 years old, dear Santa. How are the reindeer? The reindeer are excellent. They're playing all their reindeer games. They're getting into good shape for their travels around the world on Christmas Eve. So yes, the reindeer are coming along just fine. Owen is 5 and writes in, thanks for the baby doll. I like you. Oh, well, I like you too. Ho-ho-ho! Merry Christmas! Lincoln is 5. How is Rudolph doing? Thank you for the presents. Well, you're very welcome, and that's very nice of you to say thank you, Lincoln. And yes, all the reindeer are great. Oh, another one here from the School Street Kindergarten class for Ms. Swank's class. I believe this was from, wow, look at all the great coloring that you boys and girls have done. And this one is from, looks like Jacqueline, I'm going to say. 5 years old, what is your favorite cookie? Chocolate chip. How are the reindeer? Asks Kashmir, who's 5 years old. Everybody wants to know about my reindeer. They are just perfect. Russell is 5 years old. Are you excited for Christmas? I'll tell you what, Russell, it's the best time of the year for me. All year I've been just preparing for this special time of the year. This entire season, I have just a big heart of joy, and I cannot wait to share it with all of you boys and girls on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And oh, can't wait to have Christmas once again. Five-year-old Daughtry, what kind of cookies do you like? I like them all. Even Nilla wafers. Yes, I do. Well, that wraps up from that class today, boys and girls. Remember, you can get your letter in to the Magic Mailbox at Toji's Substation. Only a few more shows to go through the 23rd. So make sure you get those in, and I'll read those on the radio right here on WESB. Ho, ho, ho. Back in a bit with a story. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, Mrs. Claus and the Great Cookie Catastrophe. Everyone knows Mrs. Claus makes the best cookies in the world. Chocolate chip, sugar stars, gingerbread twisters, you name it. But last week, things went a bit sideways. Mrs. Claus was whipping up a big batch of cookies for the elves, but when she opened the spice cupboard, poof! A cloud of cinnamon exploded out like a dusty firework. She coughed. Well, that's odd. She mixed the dough, shaped the cookies, popped them in the oven, and waited. Ding! She opened the oven, and the cookies stood up. Stood up! They blinked, they stretched, they yawned. Good morning, one shouted. Mrs. Claus gasped. You're alive! Yes, ma'am, said another cookie proudly. We feel great. Well, once a batch of talking cookies escapes into the workshop, the whole place turns into a sugary stampede. The gingerbread men tried to wrangle them. The elves tried to reason with them. One cookie climbed a Christmas tree and refused to come down. I arrived just in time. Cookies, I said in my jolliest voice. Would you like to help decorate the dining hall? They cheered and ran in a crumbly little parade. They hung ornaments, stacked chairs, and one even climbed the chandelier. I don't recommend that. By evening, they'd worn themselves out and finally lay down on a platter. Mrs. Claus, I whispered, what did you put in these? She sniffed the spice jar. Uh-oh, this isn't cinnamon. This is sparkle spice, the kind the elves use to make toys giggle. We carefully labeled the jar, tucked the cookies into a tin, and agreed, this year, the kitchen needed better safety signs. That's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho!
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji Substation.
Toji Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.